Hey, you know how I love hearing great American success stories and sharing them all with you. Well, our favorite T-shirt, underwear, sock company, Tommy John, well, that's one of them. Now, Tom Patterson grew up in a small town in South Dakota. After college, he had a successful career. He was selling medical devices on the West Coast. But he quickly became fed up with the way his undershirt kept coming untucked. So despite having zero background in men's fashion whatsoever, Tom sketched up some designs for smarter undergarments. Now, starting out of his apartment and growing Tommy John to the globally recognized company it is today, well, he achieved, Tom did, the American dream. Now, of course, they're super soft, they're undershirts. Guess what? They never come untucked. Plus, all of Tommy John underwear is backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, guarantee, or it's free. Go to TommyJohn.com/Hannity for 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/Hannity. You get 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/Hannity. 20% off. That's TommyJohn.com/Hannity. Let me tell you, there's a couple of stories today. One is a female congressional staffers say that Capitol Hill has a creep list. Wow. But I want to say, I got a tape I'm going to play you at the bottom of this half hour, right after the news. You know, and why do so many men get the idea that they could get away with sexual harassment, sexual assault, or worse? Where did this all begin in our lifetime? You know, the actual John Podhoretz, not exactly my biggest fan, points the finger at the world's most famous sexual predator, who indulged in everything from indecent exposure, Paula Jones, to the Oval Office, Monica Lewinsky, and then the allegations by Juanita Broderick of rape. And thanks to, you know, all his adoring liberal fans, well, guess what? Many of them female. Bill Clinton got away with all of it. Now this is a time of reckoning, and now most people are beginning to say, wow, all these Democrats that stand in their sanctimony, self-righteousness, et cetera, how many of them defended? Wait till you hear what I'm going to play at the bottom of the hour. And that is, the New York Times published an op-ed this week. I believe Juanita, thus accepting the most incentive. He was charged with rape. That was in the New York Times this week. Now, this one was not about propositioning. This was not about, you know, showing, dropping his pants or having affairs with Jennifer Flowers or consensual sex or groping, grabbing, fondling, kissing against her will, Kathleen Willie, although that was close. New York Times, Michelle Goldberg said she believed Juanita Broderick, who said that Clinton violently raped her in 1978. This was in the New York Times. And it was painful, she acknowledged, to bring these matters up because she didn't want it to appear that she'd somehow surrendered to a right-wing lynch mob.